Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So on today's show, my guest is Dr. Vance Jones. Good morning, Dr. Jones.
Good morning, Carol. How are you? Pleasure to be here.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have you here. We're kind of doing something a little different. We're excited. We are going to talk about dentistry, but more so, the reason why Dr. Jones is on the show today is because he is going to share his story, his family story. We like to title it a legend. Sorry, I'm tongue-tied today. A legacy of dentistry, correct? A legacy, should I say.
Yes, that sounds perfect for this situation. I had an idea that's sort of been gelling for a while. I knew this was on the horizon, so I'm actually the fifth dentist in my family. I'm the third generation in a row, also the last surviving one. So this year marked 100 years of Jones dentists in my family. My grandfather started as a dentist in 1924 in Scranton, and his brother was also a dentist. My dad was a dentist, and now me. And then my grandfather's brother had a son who was also a dentist. So there were five of us all together. We all practiced in the Scranton, Lackawanna County, me, Wayne County for the past 24 years.
Wow, wow. But, you know, going back to that 100 years within your family of dentistry is truly amazing.
It is. I agree with that. It's, and it was sort of when it occurred to me, I thought, you know, that's a pretty cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see people who advertise two generations, three generations, established in 1950, whatever year you want to take it from. To clarify a little bit, none of us practiced together. My dad actually passed away before I became a dentist, but my cousin, who was still alive, was filling in that continuous gap. So, but it is a pretty fascinating thing, and I thought it was worth recognizing. And as I've mentioned it to some of my family members, they were like, 100 years? Oh my God, that's really exciting. So I felt like when I presented it to you and Margaret,
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
I was hoping you guys would think it was a good idea.
Yes. So. And we are going to have a little bit more out there, you know, in the media and stuff. But, you know, I thought it would be, you know, fun to do this on the radio show as well. So obviously you'd like to be a dentist, correct? I would say that. Can we say that?
You can say it now.
Okay.
We couldn't have. It's. I actually went to dental school later than people typically might go. I was a house painter. I used to work in restaurants. I had a lot of odd jobs. And then I was getting to this turning point in my life. What do I want to do? I knew I didn't want to be a house painter. Nothing wrong with that. I still like to paint. And then I started to think about how my dad made his career, and mm-hmm. he had already passed away, but I wanted to be independent. I always liked science, and I always liked the healthcare field. And then I just started to gravitate, and I said, this is what I'm going to do. I went back to college when I was 28, and I started dental school when I was 30. And I actually did another year of training after dental school. I gave up 7 years of my adult life to do this. I should like it.
Right. And you could definitely say you're dedicated. I think when someone makes that leap older, mm-hmm. as we say, it's not old, older.
Correct.
Right?
Life experience.
But that's exactly it. And I think you probably put, I wouldn't say more effort, but yes, it was something that you knew that you kind of wanted to do and go into, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great. It's awesome.
Yeah, because how, so You've been at Way Memorial. So it's Way Memorial Hospital, and then that's kind of switched over to Way Memorial Community Health Centers, but it's always been the Together for Health Dental Clinic, correct?
It has been. That name was here before I got here. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure of the origin. Somebody out there knows.
I'm sure they do.
I had my own private practice in Scranton, and I got approached. Actually, there was a salesperson that came to my office on a regular basis that also used to come here to Wayne Memorial Hospital when their dental clinic was brand new. And one day he came in and said, hey, they happen to be looking for a part-time dentist. What do you think about going to check that out? And I did. And they hired me. I worked part-time for about 3 years. And then they gave me an opportunity to come on full-time. And after a lot of thought and negotiating, I did it. Yeah. And that was in 2003. So okay. I've been here full-time since then.
Wow. Yeah. So 11 years, so full time here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you still practice. And, you know, speaking of the Together for Health Dental Clinic, that has expanded. Correct. So we're in Wayne County and Pike County, right?
Yes. Two large offices that somehow keep getting larger.
Well, you know, I think we probably or should bring in some of the aspects of why is dental care so important, right? I mean,
well, our expansion mm-hmm. speaks to the need.
Right.
The need is huge, and it's continued for decades. I used to think working in a small rural county with a hugely diverse population, that we were going to catch up with everybody, but we didn't. The need is, it's just incredible.
Right.
And it continues. And we're just going very strong.
Right.
And we've expanded and hired new dentists, and there's still room for more.
Right. And again, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said the need is there.
It's huge.
You know, and again, just to kind of clarify, the Wayne Memorial Together for Health Dental Clinic is, you know, designed for individuals that may not have dental insurance or is underinsured. I mean, it takes all insurances, don't get me wrong, but we do have people out there that don't have dental insurance.
We do, and there's a sliding fee scale that's designed to help people out in those sort of situations. And we see people from all walks of life. We do all kinds of procedures that people need to have done. And we're actually able to save a lot of people from having to go to specialists sometimes. If that becomes something that's out of reach for them, sometimes we can help people a lot by keeping it in the dental center here mm-hmm. in Homesdale or in Dingman's Ferry.
Right, right, exactly. So, you know, of course, I have to ask this question. How important is it to see a dentist or regular dental visits?
based on my exposure over all these years, it's not as underestimated as it used to be. I think a lot of people used to think is going to the dentist is something separate from going to the doctor, physician, or other health care. But the connection between your oral health and your body health it's just so well documented and easily recognized. And one of the simple things that frequently is talked about, talk a lot about inflammation. Mm-hmm. Talk about it when you have people who have heart conditions. You're talking about it now with people who have diabetes. And when you have problems inside your mouth where there is a constant chronic scenario of inflammation, of course that's harming your body just like it would be in some other area of your body. So absolutely, we're here. Please go to the dentist if you haven't been.
Exactly.
It's a good thing.
It is. And you know, and I think the more research that and the more information we know, you know, one of the biggest things when I did diabetes education is, yes, the connection between inflammation in someone's mouth and their blood sugars.
Absolutely.
It's just truly amazing.
And it just makes sense.
Right.
It's all connected. If I sometimes use this example to illustrate to people, to give them an idea. If you had a big sliver in your finger and you left it there, what would happen?
Mm-hmm.
It would get red. It would get irritated. It might get infected, but that's constant chronic inflammation. If you have a broken tooth, you have the same scenario. It's in your mouth. So, of course, you would want to address that.
Right. What age should someone's
age one of age zero, mm-hmm. actually, or sooner? Really, the best target audience is probably new parents.
Okay.
But we see kids, we say age one, we're happy to see them sooner because we don't expect a one-year-old to sit still in the dental chair, although some of them do, and it's very surprising and amazing, and it's a great thing. You're cultivating new dental patients, but really you're establishing good dental habits.
Right.
And you can start that as soon as a kid can come in and get in the chair. A lot of that is just, all of it is mostly dialogue with the parents,
mm-hmm.
and we want to share what we know and how they can help take care of their kids' teeth so that they don't have problems.
Right. I noticed with my children are older now, and they've, I should say, gone back to the dentist, but there was a time, you know, like, I wouldn't say teens because they, you know, they were home during the teenage, so I could take them to the dentist, but, you know, that adolescence, kind of young adults where sometimes they start skipping because they take care of their own health. That's mm-hmm. a challenge age. But I know the Dental Together for Health Dental is also doing a campaign for teens, correct?
So, yes, we are. And Lori Wood, one of our mm-hmm. hygienists, is taking the lead on that. Thank you, Lori.
We love Lori. Lori has been on the show many a times.
So, but what we're finding is there are these gaps in dental care, especially teenagers. And I'm going to say, let's say from 13 to even mid-20s. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just, but there is a lot of dental need and in that age group. And we see kids, teenagers, young adults coming in and that haven't been to the dentist in a while. And we find their needs are overwhelming. Sometimes to us, but mostly to them. They're the ones that you have to deliver this kind of news that they're just like, wait a minute, the last time I went, and then we have to, you know, we talk about diet and habits, about taking care of your teeth. So it really expands very rapidly into causes and reasons. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, they've been falling through the cracks, and this is a way to try and let's get them back in and catch up on this, because it's really quite a huge problem.
It is. It truly is. And the importance, because again, when you take care of your teeth now, it does prevent many, many issues later on in life.
It's, sure.
You know, just chewing food. Like if you don't have teeth, you know, you can't chew food. You can't, you know, eat some of the nutritious foods that your body really needs.
And eating is one of our life's pleasures, so let's make the best of it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we have about less than almost a minute left. Any other recommendations or suggestions?
I over the years, I always get asked that question, and there's so many recommendations, and if you're thinking about going to the dentist, then go.
Because
mm-hmm. that's where you're going to get your best answers from. It's nice to ask your friends. It's nice to ask Google. And they all have answers and opinions. But it might be better coming from your dentist. And we're happy to take care of you.
Right. And you have, like, again, a great staff. You know, you have dental. You have great dental hygienist, right? And you have a program that helps foster dental hygienists as well?
Yeah. This is something new that's coming on board. It's to cultivate a dental assistants to work chair side with the dentist. So that is something new that we're expanding on, because it seems to be there's quite a shortage of dental assistants mm-hmm. to work chair side with the dentist. So
right. So people should be looking for that if they're interested
look
in
for
it.
For that, I believe there's information on the website.
Yes, and we will get that, you know, when we type up our kind of notes on the show, we'll definitely include that. But again, like if you did, I have the number here for the Honesdale office. If you're interested in, you know, making an appointment, you can give them a call at 570-251-6534. And I'm sure they can hook them up in Pike County as well if they need to.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Jones, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. I really have enjoyed actually just getting to know you, learning about your family history as well.
Thank you very much, Carol, for allowing me to share that story. I'm going to have my family tune in so they can... Because I've been talking about this a long time, so now we're doing it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, thank you. Again, this is Carol Knyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.